USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large explosion took place hours ago at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial accident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in the 1920s and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. CDC Director Dr. Walensky explains why COVID testing kits are in short supply.
The administration is doing a lot with regard to testing, and we recognize we have more work to do. So that, of course, includes a $3 billion investment in rapid tests.
Unfortunately, the kits won't be available till well after the holidays. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The president has paused student loan payments once again.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
China is redoubling efforts to control new virus outbreaks with a lockdown of 13 million residents of the northern city of Xi'an following a spike in coronavirus cases. The measure comes just weeks before the country hosts the Winter Olympics in Beijing, roughly 625 miles to the northeast. There was no word on whether the virus was the newly surging Omicron or the far more common Delta. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Adults who identify as Christians are down 12% in America. Pastor Robert Jeffress weighs in on Fox News.
Look, I think you can attribute a number of things to causing this, the secularization of our country, the failure of parents to pass on their faith to their children. But I really do think the pandemic has played a role in this. We've been disconnected from one another, other Christians, disconnected from our churches, and that takes a toll on people's spiritual health. You know, Christianity wasn't designed to be practiced in isolation. It's a team sport. Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament says we need the encouragement that comes from one another. And so I would encourage Christians right now who may have been disconnected from their church to use Christmas as a time to reconnect with their houses of worship. We really do need the encouragement that comes from other Christians.
55 passengers aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that departed Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Saturday have since tested positive for COVID-19. Due to the infections, the Odyssey of the Seas, which is carrying nearly 5,200 people, will now bypass planned stops on its 8-day journey. People aboard with positive cases are experiencing either mild symptoms or none at all. They and their close contacts have gone into quarantine. 95% of those on the ship are fully vaccinated. Thanks for listening, and a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.